Hey guys, this is Alvin Chong. Welcome back to our You OK podcast. In today's episode, we're going to talk about family issues. And today we have a very special guest. It's my old friend, even though we don't talk much, but we always see each other in a Universal Music's event and also at the office. please welcome Yoni Boy.
Yay!
What's up, my boy? How are you, man?
I'm good, bro. How are you, man?
So I've known you for quite some time.
Yes, sir.
Actually, a couple of years before COVID or 2 years before COVID.
3 years by now.
3 years? Three years already? So I know you 1 year and then we have COVID.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, the funny thing about Yoni is like he is actually a very talkative person when he already warm up. So before I met him, right, I always feel like, you know, all the singer-songwriters are very like quiet, like introverted.
Mm-hmm.
But after I met him a few times, especially like after parties,
yep,
he is quite talkative and very friendly, and he has a lot of views and perspectives, and he wanted to share with people and stuff like that. So I think it's very cool. Even though most of his songs are very depressing, but at some point, especially after he got married, right, I feel like he's more cheerful now and more happy and more willing to share. And the reason why we chose Yoni as a guest today, because I feel like we have a quite similar background. I wouldn't say really? Like almost the same. Wait until you hear my story.
I want to know. Sure, man.
So I grew up in a very small family back in Penang.
Penang.
I have two younger brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So throughout my entire childhood, we never got a chance to sit down to eat a proper meal together. Like my family, my parents is always at work. And then because I'm the eldest child, so when I go to kindergarten, my younger brother is still at home.
Mm.
And then when I go to like primary school, they go to kindergarten. So like it's like two different zones. Mm. So every time when we got home, we ordered like the meal prep. Yang bertingkat-tingkat tu, yang apa tu panggil? Yang besi tu. And then like, you know, it's just, we just microwave everything and then we eat it separate times. Like in a different, like we just eat it by ourselves. The last one who finished the meals have to do the dishes.
Oh wow.
So it's always like that. And when I, and then my parents actually went into a financial crisis when I was 7 years old. So I needed to start working since I was seven.
Really?
Yeah. And it's not illegal because I work with my uncle. So my uncle owns a convenience store, a mini market.
Okay.
So at first I help out on the price tagging part and then like to rearrange the stocks and stuff like that. So after a year, when I was eight, and my uncle said, like, you can be the cashier. So I was just at the cashier most of the time. Mm. So usually after school, I'll do my homework and then I'll go to work and then I go to bed. So most of the time, I don't get to see my family at all. So as I was growing up, so you know, like if you don't see your family that much, we don't get to talk much as well.
Yep. Feel you.
And then with the money thing, and then you always see your parents fight.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And you don't feel comfortable at home.
Mm-hmm.
So even if I'm free, I'm having an off day, I'm always out with my friends. And when I was 15 years old or 16 years old, I started to sing in a cafe. You know, like all this like a cafe.
You're busking.
No, busk. Sort of like we performing three hours set in a cafe.
Okay. It's like an like open mic.
Open mic, yes. Every Monday or Tuesday, depending on slots.
Okay, cool.
So we get paid. So my slot is always like 9 to 12. And then my school buses comes at 5 a.m. So sometimes when the customers want them to like hang out with us after our session, I would go home around like 1 or 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, man.
And then I need to catch a bus at 5 a.m. Okay. And then there are times where I couldn't wake up.
Uh-huh.
You know, like I couldn't get on the bus on time.
Yes,
so I was already late for bus. So, but I still wanted to go to school.
Mm.
So I wake my dad up.
Okay.
So like, Papa, can you just bring me to school?
And then?
He woke up very angry.
What?
And then he took me to school with his bike. Throughout the bike journey, he was just pinching my legs or hitting me. And saying like, why are you so lazy? Why you couldn't wake up on time and stuff like that. But back then I was like, I was working, man.
Yeah.
It's not like because I went out and play and like, you know.
Yeah.
If I really didn't want to go to school.
Yeah.
I could have just skipped school.
Yeah.
On that day.
Exactly.
So at that point I felt like, why they wouldn't understand.
You were very hardworking at the time.
Yeah, because yeah. I need to survive. I need to buy stationery. Exactly. I need to like buy my new shoes exactly. for like, you know, my uniform and stuff like that. Mm. And I need the money to eat. And I paid for my own tuition fees.
Bro, legend, man.
And you know, like that point, I really, really, back then, I really, really doubted myself
mm-hmm.
and my family, of course.
Okay.
And it got to the point where I feel like I want to run away from home.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And also, like, you know, back then when we were kids, we couldn't even like talk back to our parents.
Mm.
Because whatever we say, we'll just get a slap on the face first.
Exactly.
Especially when you're still living in their house.
Yeah.
So like one of the reasons why I moved out from my hometown is because of that. And it's right after high school.
Mm.
The moment I got the chance to run, I run.
Damn, man. You're such a hardworking man, man. Like, it changes the perspective how I see you. Like,
but now you understand why I'm very protective towards
exactly,
myself.
Man.
Because I don't trust people. Because I yeah. feel like if I don't feel the love from my family, it makes me hard to let other people in.
Yeah, to trust someone to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but to be honest, like after a few years, I did talk to some of my lecturers and my friends and my school teacher and stuff like that. So I feel like they don't understand because my parents actually are not very highly educated.
Mm.
My dad only studied until like form 5.
Okay.
And then my mom is like form 1. Then they stopped schooling.
Yeah.
Which that also explains why they don't understand what I feel. Mm. And also maybe there's a generation gap.
Yeah.
Like maybe their way of loving is different.
Mm.
So especially few years back, I've seen some of my friends lost their parents. And they told me, even though you dislike your family right now, but when they're gone, you're gonna miss them. And I feel like that one hit me really hard. So for the past few years, I was trying to tell myself that, you know, it's actually okay to try to communicate back with them. Especially now I'm more financially stable.
Yeah.
I'm actually the breadfeeder of the family now. So they are sort of half like depending on me. And I have more say. So like I try to educate them. I try to like teach them, okay, this is not the way to fight. You know, if you guys have an argument, talk nicely and stuff like that. But still, I don't feel loved because every time when I talk to them, they don't understand my situation.
What's that?
And they'll question my decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
why are you making this decision? Why are you away for a month? Why are you spending money like this?
Hey man, this is my money.
You know, like, why do you even care?
Exactly. Right?
So it got to a point where, you know, sometimes I feel I want to give up. But then I think of like, okay, they are only my blood family.
Yeah.
I should try. Because in my family, we never say I love you. We never hug each other.
Mm-mm.
There's no affection. And sometimes I just question myself, like, you know, what am I to the family? So I think it's enough of my story. Like, do you have anything to share? So do you think we have like kind of similar background or no?
We kind of do actually. I kind of feel you most of it.
Okay. Yeah. So why don't we start with like when you were much younger, maybe like 10, 11, 12.
Okay. I'm going to tell you my first memory of what I have. My mom, my parents.
Okay.
They were fighting.
Yeah. See.
The next memory I have, they were not together no more. And I'm with my grandparents, my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the saddest thing is when I was like 7 or something, I went to school and I had to draw like a family tree.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't tell because I don't even know my mom's name.
Oh, shit.
Because she wasn't there. Because they will only like visit me at my hometown.
Once in a while.
Like once a year, man. Only on my birthday. Maybe on December something. But, you know, I never get a chance to see them at all. But at one point, I was like, I saw this one drama on TV. I was like, my grandma was watching it. And I was like, that's so sad. He misses the parents so much that he decided to just go to see. And then I was like, I was crying to my grandma. I was like, please, let's go to KL. Let's move to KL. I want to see my mom. But when we got to KL, my mom didn't want to see me. It's like I feel like, although they might think I don't understand them at the time because I was like young, but I feel like I know that I'm intruding her space privacy. Because every time I ask, her? Like, can I come to your place? Because I was staying at my
grandparents'
aunt's place at the time.
Okay.
Yeah, for quite a while. So, like, bro, literally, when I go to school, you know who I say to, like, who's my mom? My aunt. Because my mom doesn't drive me to school. Yeah.
So the aunt is your mom's sister, I suppose?
Yeah.
So like she cares and loves about you?
Yeah, she does.
Okay. So do you got a chance to talk to your mom, like, even now? Like, do you ever got a chance to ask her, like, why happened?
Okay.
Why, what happened last time?
The thing is, when I got older, my mom kind of won that love back because she feels like I'm kind of, she's kind of losing me. Because she never had a chance to like
get to know you,
get to know me, and but in the end she didn't even know me, and she made the decisions like she thought I like. She only do without asking me what I like to do, what I want. She just decides that, oh, you like to do this, you like to do this, and she, it's like whenever she says like I love you, I at that point it doesn't matter no more because you didn't say it back then. You feel me?
Yeah, we feel like when we needed you the most, you weren't there. And then when we got used to you not being around, and then you want to show up and say, hey, I think it's time for me to get to know you.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's the timing that matters, you know, like, you know, sometimes when we needed them the most, we feel like we just need maybe like 10% of their attention, maybe just a text, a video call. Because I always feel like, okay, I'm not saying all the parents out there are bad.
Yeah.
You know, but some of them, maybe some of the parents who has this situation, maybe they have their specific reason that they feel like the child won't understand. But trust me, all the child, they feel everything. So when we were a kid, especially we don't feel loved and we don't get the attention that they wanted, the chances of we getting broken are actually very high. Because when we see our friends, even especially at school, when we see, especially when the kids are getting some attention from the parents, is we always wanted the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, we wish that, you know, how nice would it be if I can have the same treatment, you know? Sorry, I'm just getting very emotional. I'm usually not like that. So as you were saying, like, I'm usually very quite cold. But, you know, I try to be tough like most of the time. But, you know, when we talk about these issues, it's very sensitive. But the people out there might not understand how we feel. But it's going to traumatize. It's going to traumatize us for the rest of our life.
Yeah.
You feel me, right? Bro, yeah. You feel me, right? And even though now they try to mend things and stuff like that,
it's not the same.
It's
right?
Still never gonna be the same. Sorry, bro. I made you cry. Not meant to do this. Talk about what about the family that you made along the way. Meaning that the family that you chose, not the family you're related with. Because I know you just got married recently, right?
Yeah.
And also I noticed, I mentioned earlier that I feel like you're happier and you're more cheerful now. We talk about some happy stuff now. Okay, bro?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, we got a little bit of emotional just now. We took like a 2 minutes break.
Crying break.
Because the funny thing is like, you know, like all this, our backgrounds and how we grew up. The reason why we want to talk about this is because we wanted to help the people out there because I believe there are people out there, or maybe some teenagers that's watching this right now, is facing the same situation that we did back then. And also, if you're a parent, if you're doing this to your kid, please don't. Because we know how hurtful it is. And it's also like, it's going to affect us for the rest of our lives. And also, the one thing I salute about Johnny is he uses this, all his feelings and all, he changed all his feelings and his frustrations into something good, which is his music. So at first, when Johnny first debuted, his songs are so depressing. And it shows that why his songs are so popular, because a lot of people can relate. Mm-hmm. You know, we are not alone actually.
Yeah.
There are actually a lot of people out there are facing the similar upbringing.
Yes,
so, which is why like your songs are so good.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. I'm on it.
So like, can I ask like if you're okay to share?
Good.
Like how is your relationship with your family right now? Like in the current situation?
To be honest with you, we've been tight.
Like, been tight.
We haven't been talking actually. Mm-hmm. So it's hard. You know, it's hard.
So they never reach out. Like they never try to reach out and talk to you.
I need to be the one who loses the game, man. I need to give in. I need to, oh my God, I'm so sorry for what I did. Wish you won't understand why I did it. Because they would never want to talk to me. That's why I'm so mad. Because why every time I want to talk to them, they're like, oh no, you're hurting me. You're trying to back.
You're trying to humiliate me, embarrass me.
Exactly.
Like, you know, like,
I just want to talk.
But they feel like they've done nothing wrong. So that's why they feel like you're still a kid.
Yeah.
And we are your parents and you should just listen to us.
Yeah.
Right. But the thing is, you know, like we have grown up.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in a society. We know Gross, what's going man. On. We have been working. We have been meeting people.
Mm.
So we already have our own conscience and we have our thoughts and our thinking.
Yep.
We already got used to our lives without them.
Yeah.
So if both ends are not trying to meet to a middle point, that's hard for us to continue. To
exactly.
communicate.
Exactly,
because
bro.
If let's say like you said, you're the only one that's giving in.
Mm-hmm.
And they refuse to take a step back.
Exactly.
And listen carefully to
it's
what you
hard.
Have to say. It's going to be hard. But then again, it makes us stronger.
You yeah, know? That's true though.
Because we have more skills.
Yeah.
We are more tough.
Mm.
And also we know how to deal with problems by ourselves.
Yeah.
You know bro, sometimes I feel… You know there's one time a couple of years ago, like before COVID.
Mm.
I cried like a mad baby.
Why, bro?
You know, like, I lived by myself for the last 15 years.
Okay.
There was one time if I talk about this, I'm probably gonna cry again.
Oh, no.
And there's one point I got infection and I don't know what's wrong with me. I couldn't get up from my sofa. I couldn't eat. I couldn't drink.
COVID?
Not COVID. It's before COVID.
Okay.
And then I managed to drive took a Grab to the hospital.
Okay.
So when I was waiting at the hospital, you know, like and you get a number and have to wait, right? Even uh-huh. at the ER.
Uh-huh.
I have this thought, you know, what if one day I was really sick at home and there's nobody that's there gonna help me?
Uh-huh.
I might just die at home without anyone knowing for the longest time. And that's the saddest story and that's the saddest ending. And I cried in the hospital.
Depressed, man.
Yeah, it's you feel like you're in a really dark place.
Mm.
Yeah. Then again, okay. Let's switch it up. Okay. So when we talk about the chosen family. Okay. So along the way, I made some really good friends.
Mm.
Friends that will be there for me.
Mm.
That are closer than my family. That we travel together.
Mm.
We have meals together. We go on trips together.
Mm.
Which I feel like the bond is there.
Mm.
You know, like, I feel like we are closer than…
Mm.
than any family members that I have.
Mm-mm.
Which I'm truly grateful. Even though we are not blood related. Even though some of them are in overseas. Or they mm-hmm. went abroad. And different nationality. And we made some really good pact. And every time when I have problems, they're just one call away. So I'm really grateful. And I feel so sad. And even I hated where I came from. Yeah. You know, imagine when you were a kid. You didn't think twice.
Yeah.
You just say like, why do I have to born in this, into this family?
Yeah.
You know, like I don't understand a single thing back then before I know that, you know, before I analyze like how my parents were. Because they probably didn't get much support from their parents as well.
Mm-hmm.
So now, but I got better. And after I talked to like some of my friends and I got to understand them better, I don't hate them as much anymore. Because we still talk.
Yeah.
It's just that we don't see each other that much, maybe once a year during Chinese New Year.
Mm.
And the family group chat is very quiet. Mm. Like they don't know a single thing about me.
What?
But I'm glad that we don't fight.
Okay.
It's just that we don't talk that much. I love my mom.
Mm-hmm.
She can be a pain in the ass sometimes. But I feel like she loves me. She doesn't know how to express it. Mm-hmm. She used the wrong way to express it. She used the, you know, I'm the mom type of expression. Like, she said like, oh, you shouldn't buy this. This costs too much of money. Oh, you know, like you should spend off this. Like, why? Like, she questions like every single thing that I make.
Mm-hmm.
So at first I got annoyed. Mm-hmm. But then again, I was like, okay, I'll let her do it because one day I might miss a step.
Mm.
You know, I come to a point where I don't get triggered that much anymore. Because like I said, I've seen so many of my friends lost their parents.
Mm.
And I've lost so much when I was a kid.
Mm.
And I wanted to try my very, very best to amend whatever I can while they're still here. Because I don't want one day when they're gone, I'm just like, shit, I should have done this. I should have tried harder. So like, even though we are not close, but I'm trying my best, even though it's just one-sided,
yeah,
you know, trying to give in and trying to like provide and stuff like that. But I'm trying and just because I don't want to live in regret in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
And just to add on,
mm-hmm.
I'll say because I have a brother and a sister
mm-hmm.
and you know, because they both went through the same thing to the
like you did.
Like I did, mm. you know, is and they just realize how like it tortures them now because it's so like
traumatizing
to them because they cry out of sudden just because they see other people are happy with their family. They feel out of place. Mm-hmm. They feel like all of this time, it's not even love. It's fake.
It's fake.
And you know, I would say if I would say something to my brother and my sister, you know, although they are sad and all, you know, I'm not trying to say like it's not okay that you're sad, but if you just keep being sad, you're not going to go anywhere. Yeah. You're just going to be sad. You're just going to be there and you're just going to be sad again and just think about it again.
Mm.
And it's just going to be dark. Like you said, it's just going to be in a dark place and just thinking that you're alone and all. You're not alone. Chill, I'm here.
Yeah. Big brother is here.
Yeah, I'm here. Chill. Hold up. You know, just try to improve yourself and do whatever makes you happy.
Yep.
And you know, just put all the attention and love to yourself so you have all the love you need is you. And just be selfish also, you know, because if you are too, you know, selfless, it's not good.
Also for people out there that has a really similar situation like us, you can always make a new family.
Yeah.
So, for instance, if you get married one day, like what Yoni did, it also
family.
Will help. Yeah, family. So, the family that you created, even though you are single, still you have your friends, you have your colleagues, you have your neighbors and stuff like that, that you can really make bond with.
Yeah, man.
And that's not the end of the world. Even though we might sound like we were really sad, mm-hmm. like, you know, like even though it is very sad, it was really sad. But then again, it's the decision you make for yourself, for mm-hmm. your future.
Mm.
Like, you know, it's because if you dwell in the past and you keep complaining, like, why I didn't get this, why I didn't get this love from your family, why I didn't get a support, blah, 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 why I don't have this and that, your life won't get anywhere. Yes, you're right. So, but if you make something good out of it, you take a step. Okay, whatever is past is past. What important is whatever that's ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
So which is why you only made a song. I move on with my life. I focus on my work and stuff like that to make myself better, more successful. So don't forget, we are always here for you. So RU Podcast, we have a goal to help as much as people as we can. So hopefully this podcast can help you in some way. And I guess this is the end of the podcast. Thank you, Yoni Boy, for coming all the way here.
Thank you, Mr. Alvin, for having me.
So do you have a different impression of me now?
I do.
You do?
No, you're not just the guy who asked me to play ML.
I'm more than that. Okay. See you guys next time on Are You Okay Podcast. Bye.